बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन बालव गिरिवर गोपीजन बालव गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुन चीरावन छाय यमुन चीरावन छाय। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन पालव गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन पालव गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुन तीरावन छाय जमुन तीरावन छाय। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन बालव गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन बालव गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुन तीरावन छाय यमुन तीरावन छाय। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। Vishnupad Paramahansa Parabrajakacharya Astatara Satta Shri Sriman It's Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Primsi Kaho Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mathura Dham Ki Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Ganga Mai Ki Jamuna Mai Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Samveda Bhakta Vrindaki All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. What verse is that from? Huh? Which one? 19? All three? Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is 10th Canto, Chapter 32, text number 17, right? Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Mito Bhajanti Ye Sakya Swartai Kano Jama He Te Na Tatra Soridam Dharma Swartartam Tad Di Nanyata Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Mito Bhajanti Ye Sakya Swartai Kanto Yamahite Na tatra soridam dharma Swartartam tadya nanyata Anyone else? Uvacha Sakya Natatra Soridam Dharma Swartartam Tadyanyata Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Namo Dajanti Ye Sakya Yahite Tatra Soridam Dharma Swarta Dham Diyana Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Mito Bhajanti Ye Sakya Swartai Kanyotyama Hite Natatra Soridam Dharma Swartartam Tadinanyata Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Mito Bhajanti Ye Sakya Swartai Kanto Yamahite Natatra Sauridam Dharma Swartatam Tadinanyata Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Swartakya Swartai Kanto Dhyamahite Natatra Sauridam Dharma Swartartam Tadinanyata Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Mito Bhajanti Yesakya Swartai Kanto Dhyamahite Natatra Sauridam Dharma Swartartam Tadinanyata Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Mita, mutually, Bhajanti, reciprocate, Ye, who, Sakya, friends, Swarta, for their own sake, Eka, Anta, exclusively, Ujjamaha, whose endeavor, he, indeed. Te, they. Na, not. Tatra, therein. Soridam, true friendship. Dharma, true religiosity. Swarta, for their own benefit. Artam, for the sake. Tat, that. He, indeed. Na, not. Anyata, otherwise. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, so-called friends who show affection for each other only to benefit themselves are actually selfish. They have no true friendship, nor are they following the true principles of religion. Indeed, if they did not expect benefit for themselves, they would not reciprocate. I want to repeat that. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, so-called friends who show affection for each other only to benefit themselves are actually selfish. They have no true friendship, nor are they following the true principles of religion. Indeed, if they did not expect benefit for themselves, they would not reciprocate. Short purport. The Lord here reminds the gopis that in pure loving friendship, there is no sense of selfish interest, only love for one's friend. The next verse, Bhajant yabhajato yevai karuna pitaro yata dharmo nira pavado tra soridam cha sumajamaha. My dear slender-waisted gopis, some people are genuinely merciful, are like parents, naturally affectionate. Such persons who devotedly serve even those who fail to reciprocate with them are following the true, faultless path of religion, and they are true well-wishers. And repeat, my dear slender-waisted gopis. Some people are genuinely merciful, or like parents, naturally affectionate. Such persons who devotedly serve even those who fail to reciprocate with them are following the true faultless path of religion. and they are true well-wishers. Bhajatopi na vai ke chid bhajant ya bhajata kuta. Atma rama yapta kama akritagya guru druha. Then there are those individuals who are spiritually self-satisfied, materially fulfilled, or by nature ungrateful, or simply envious of superiors. Such persons will not love even those who love them, what to speak of those who are inimical. Then there are those individuals who are spiritually self-satisfied, materially fulfilled, or by nature ungrateful, or simply envious of superiors. Such persons will not love even those who love them, what to speak of those who are inimical. Purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Some people, being spiritually self-satisfied, do not reciprocate others' affection because they want to avoid entanglement in mundane dealings. Other persons do not reciprocate simply out of envy or arrogance, but still others fail to reciprocate because they are materially satisfied and thus uninterested in new material opportunities. Lord Krishna patiently explains all these things to the gopis. Om Agana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksuru Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Cha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Desa Tarane Vansha Kalpa Charubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Twishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishadi Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Garim Tat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurundina Tarane. Okay, thank you. Again, I say I'm always wondering what am I doing here because there's so many seniors in front of me. The day after the opening here on the morning walk, Srila Prabhupada stopped and he was very happy. He said, so Balaram is here. And if you're feeling weak, you can pray to Balaram. So I've been trying to pray to Balaram. This is a difficult one to speak on, but I just wanted to say something. I just got this book outside here. This is Priceless Memories with a Pure Devotee, Tirvikam Swami. It has amazing reviews. Tirvikam Swami is the first sannyasi that I met. I was very recently in the temple, a householder. And he came through with two brahmacharis. And he was on the way to Japan, which I always thought was interesting when I thought back. So I said, do you like Japan? He said, no, Prabhupada wanted me to go there. So I was very impressed, you know, with that. And then he did the drama that we used to do with the three men carrying the stones, and the kirtan party is inviting him to come over. And the first one just, no, I have to carry my stones. I can't give up this, you know, my material attachments. The next one thought, okay, I'll take them with me, and he jumped in the river, but carrying the stones, and he drowned. And the next one said, threw away the stones and joined the kirtan party. That was quite powerful, you know, for a new devotee. So that was a good memory. Then I meant to say the other day about Kadambakanam Raj, one intimate time I had with him. We were waiting for the Mangalartik and the Samadhi. So I asked him, can I chant? He said, terrible voice, no musical talent. Then he said, okay, go ahead. So I always remember that. So here also, no scholarship, nothing really to say, but Krishna's explaining. And, you know, we talk about love, friendship. So Krishna's giving, and it's all in Bhagavad Gita, mode of goodness, is always, you know, without expecting anything in return. And Lord Chaitanya's verse in Trinadapi Sunichena, Tororapi Sunishna, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Amanina Manadena, offering all respect to others and not expecting anything in return. Mostly, you know, we want something, even if it's spiritual. But the topmost is like the gopis. They just don't care. They don't want anything back from Krishna. Not only, I mean, they're worried that if Krishna, you know, Krishna automatically gives them, what, millions of times more have pleasure than they can give him, but they don't want it. And there's other stories. If someone was fanning Krishna, and he was afraid that if he got blissful, he might not be able to keep fanning. He just wanted to do the service. So that has to go in our dealings with each other, you know, and preaching. I know sometimes if we're distributing books or preaching to someone, you know, and we start thinking, oh, this one's going to really come surrender, or he's going to give a nice donation, then immediately something happens. You know, have to be giving. We want to give Krishna to everybody. And of course, automatically Krishna will be pleased. So these kinds of friendship, I think we've all experienced, we see it in the material world. I was just reading that we get life members complaining because the devotees tell them you can have free accommodations and all over the world in every temple, and it's not always true. But many, that's why they would become life member. I remember one man came in his early days in Bombay. And he said, do you have rooms in London? Do you have in Paris? Do you have in New York? And they said, yes. He said, okay, I'll take it. I'm leaving tomorrow. I need the card right away. You know, it's calculating, you know, the savings. But that was Prabhupada's trick. He took advantage of that to offer them so many things. But then they associate with devotees. And they get prasadam. And then gradually they get more and more purified. So we have to be careful not to judge others at what kind of friends they are, but to look at ourselves. You know, what kind of friend or parent or, you know, disciple. Prabhupada definitely you know, he preached to anyone and everyone, no matter what. He wasn't expecting that, you know, to get some big material result. He was just trying to please Krishna. So it's quite far out how Krishna says here, but different reasons why someone wouldn't even be interested at all in reciprocating, because they already have what they want. Right? They're spiritually self-satisfied, even the word Atmarama is there. Or materially fulfilled, or by nature ungrateful. I forget the reference, but there's a reference from some Purana that there's prayaschitta for every kind of offense or sin except for an ingrate, someone who's not grateful. There's nothing they can do to counteract that. So we have to be thankful, genuinely thankful, for all that Prabhupada has given us, and then for how many devotees have, you know, been very significant that we can still be here, or we can, you know, that they maintain temples, that we get books published, so we have access, and they give us their memories, you know, which are relishable by everyone. Always we get asked, you know, what is your experience with Prabhupada? Main experience is his books, for most of us. Some had quite a few, you know, personal association, but not very many. And then they may just be simply envious of superiors. So they will not love even those who love them. What to speak of those who are inimical. Unfortunately, this is very common in Kali Yuga. Amongst friends or business associates or husband and wife, you know, someone loves, children love their father, but the father doesn't treat them nicely, you know, things like that. It's simply low-class people. So Krishna is giving us, you know, some guidance, what we shouldn't be and what we should be. Surit. Krishna is Surit Sarvabhutanam, and so is a devotee, because he represents Krishna. Surit is there's different levels of friendship, but Surit is a very intimate friendship. Krishna is the best friend of everyone, because he comes into the material world with us. No matter what kind of body we take, no matter what kind of, you know, activities we fall into, Krishna comes along as a super soul. And he's always trying to guide us. He's always the best friend. And then he sends his representatives externally, because mostly we can't catch the guidance from within, or we ignore it. You know, telling you, you know, don't do this. Or go to the temple. No, I'm busy today. Or, you know, being lured away. So Krishna comes from outside. He sends preachers all over. Lord Chaitanya himself, he came and started the Sankirtan movement, bringing the, you know, Prabhupada said, people don't want to hear the holy name, but we force them. And we go out and chant. All around here we see in the temple, in the outside, inside, devotees all around with amplifiers, chanting and so ecstatic. I met one small group last night, you know, they've been to Puri, Mayapur, Vrindavan, and just Harinam, just chanting everywhere. Many groups like that, going all over the world. So this is true friendship. Krishna is showing he's the best friend. Because even we don't want him, he somehow, you know, presents himself in a way that will attract us to him. the dancing and the chanting and all these attractive features. Of course, here we see when someone is having a Harinam out here or chanting, you know, huge crowds immediately start jumping and dancing. I always think of some of the places I go, like, we can be chanting very nicely, dancing, and if someone even kind of slows down and looks at us, it's a big event, you know. What to speak of stopping or joining in. But here we can get, you know, some higher taste. We can, it's more reciprocation. But anywhere we go out to give Krishna, we go out to give the holy name, we give books, we give prasadam. Like the bookstores here, there's actually more books being distributed because all around there's devotees selling books. And they don't give their scores, but quite a few books go out. You know, so that's a special mercy that this energy is still coming down. Lord Chaitanya has started Panchatattva Avatirna Chaitanya Sange. The Panchatattva, they came to associate with Lord Chaitanya. Of course, they're always with Krishna, those personalities. But they came specially, and Lord Chaitanya had arranged that. Krishna had sent Narada Muni to tell everybody to take birth or Navadvipa and join him. Then Panchatattva Lana Karena Sankirtana Range. And the Panchatattva, then they performed Sankirtan with great pleasure. The very early verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 7, verse 4. They performed the Sankirtan with great happiness. Range. So that's still going on. That, so we always recommend to read Chaitanya Charitamrita, because then we know what Hare Krishna movement is all about. This movement is a continuation of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. We're singing and dancing, taking prasad, visiting temples. Same what Lord Chaitanya did, what his associates did. And Prabhupada has given to us. We want it to go on and on and on. We visit temples here. We went to one yesterday, where the temple where Prabhupada first stayed when he first came to Vrindavan. And that deity is something like 500 years. Prabhupada stayed there for some time before he got the rooms in Radha Damodar. In someone's house, and just gave him the room on the roof. So there's so many holy places here. Prabhupada went all around, especially here, Krishna Balaram. Prabhupada, so much endeavor to get this temple built, such a miracle, with so many inexperienced, you know, not experienced it. Krishna consciousness very much a few years, or even especially in the, you know, construction and all that, somehow or other, by Prabhupada guiding from within, and we have this amazing temple with so many people coming every day. We get a small idea by the number of leaf plates and cups, 20,000, 25,000, but that not everybody takes that though. So it's quite an amazing thing when, you know, it's difficult. Prabhupada thought, who will come to a temple so far away? At the time of the opening, I think the next thing down the road was Fogal Ashram. And now it's the center of everything. Many temples like that, Juhu, Bombay, Bhubaneswar, you know, faraway place, but Krishna comes, devotees start worshiping, and different things happen. So we want to be the real friend, what Krishna is telling, to be like Krishna. Prabhupada is a dear friend of everyone. And all of us, you know, he's tolerant like a parent. At least in my case, it's a real test, I think, for Prabhupada to put up with me and somehow engage me. One time, one of my godbrothers, who was a top book distributor, he was watching me distribute. And I used to distribute a lot. And he laughed and he said, "You are absolute proof of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. No natural ability." But this is how Krishna's using, how Prabhupada's using everybody. He's created this fantastic international society. One year we were in the Mayapur Samadhi, and you know, for Prabhupada's disappearance day, and I was looking up at this, you know, the mosaics, and it's all just pieces of glass. We had the number, it's many millions of pieces of glass to make that artwork up there. So I was thinking that's Prabhupada did that, and he just picked up any kind of broken thing he could find, anyone who would come with him, and somehow made it into a beautiful work of art, you know, a beautiful international society. And giving us all these instructions, because, you know, we have a lot of seminars about relationships, and devotees need, we need friendship. So here we can learn something, what is friendship. Of course, we have, you know, examples of so many of Krishna's friends in detail in the Nectar Devotion. But amongst ourselves, even husband and wife, they say, if they don't become friends, it's not going to last. You know, parents have to become friends with their children when the children grow up. You know, and we have to be friends with each other. Lord Chaitanya's associates was all in the, you know, Sakyaras. They were all friends, even though they were gopis from Vrindavan. In Lord Chaitanya's Leela, it was all friendship. Very important. Statistics in America, they study everything, you know, and they'll say that people will join the religion for different reasons. Artho Jigyasa, Artati. Some may like the philosophy, maybe they're looking at some future mate. Maybe they just need money, they get some shelter. Many different reasons. But they stay if they make friends. They have to be friends. And that way we can, you know, how can you be a friend, you know? People, how can you be a friend of God? Because they can't even understand that God is a person. If we understand he's a person, then, but how do we make friendship with the guru? We have to make friendship with devotees. Can't skip over that. There is a few cases, at least one, where devotee told Prabhupada, I love you, but I don't like the devotees. Prabhupada was not very pleased with that idea. You know, love me, love my dog, you know. If you love the devotees, you'll be happy. Because we have to serve the devotees. Vaishnava Seva Nama Sankirtan. Dui Pabe Shigra. Shri Krishna Charan. By Vaishnava Seva and Nama Sankirtan. Then very quickly, these two things, we can get the lotus feet of Krishna. It's not, you know, complicated. So when we are maintaining a temple or going out for Harinam or organizing anything, for friendship, when we go to preach, you know, we make friends with the person for book distribution, they'll automatically just take the book once you're friendly with them. Can watch some of the champion book distributors. I was watching Navina Nirada one day, and You know, everyone he walked up to just start laughing and smiling, and then they walk away with the book. He didn't say very much about the book, but somehow he just knew how to make friends with them. So let's think about that. This is like genuinely merciful. Some people are genuinely merciful, or like parents, naturally affectionate. Such persons who devotedly serve even those who fail to reciprocate with them are following the true faultless path of religion, and they are true well-wishers. So that's quite clear. Krishna's telling us, you know, this is, we have to strive for this. It's natural. In the spiritual world, it's natural. Amongst us, to a great extent, it is natural. I know as a, growing up, I have somebody I thought was my friend, and some little thing would happen immediately. I never wanted to see that person again. You know, with devotees, we can tolerate. Sometimes we try to help devotees. We try to serve. You know, they don't reciprocate. And we preach. They don't reciprocate. But we should be happy anyway. Thank you for your time, you know, or thank you for teaching me a lesson, you know, how I can learn maybe how to actually be a real friend. Offering all respects and not expecting anything in return. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Then we can chant all the time. Right? So I, like I said, I pray to Lord Balaram and couldn't come up with very much, but it's something that's worth reading again and again, this one. People who are genuinely merciful, naturally affectionate, like parents, who devotedly serve even those who fail to reciprocate with them, are following the true, faultless path of religion, and they are true well-wishers. So, of course, Prabhupada, you're ever well-wisher. He wrote every letter. And he was like that with everyone. Like I said, definitely in my case, he never gave up. Sometimes I wonder, but never gave up, never had me, you know, kicked out. So many difficulties come, so many things where we think, you know, it's not the way it's supposed to be. But somehow, if we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, reading any of Prabhupada's books, hearing from Prabhupada, now we have, you know, so much opportunity. A devotee was asking me the other day, you know, about my experience with Prabhupada, which was, you know, in a few minutes. But from the books and from, you know, all the recordings, at the time of Prabhupada's presence, we didn't have that. We had books coming regularly. That was great fortune. You know, coming out every month or something. But very few recorded lectures, anything. But we had devotees, and devotees were, I remember when I first joined, everybody was so friendly with each other, everybody. And everybody said, you got to join right now. I remember Sukadeva saying, the temples are filling up. If you don't join right now, you won't be able to get in. You know? And if you don't take up this mission, you know, somebody else will. It'll be all over, and you missed out. You know? You got to join right now. You know, this is so great. So we joined, you know. and we want to be like that. This is so wonderful. You can have real friendship with devotees because centered around Krishna. If anything's centered around any other reason, it's not going to be very substantial. But if we center all our relationships, keep Krishna in the center, then it's wonderful. So I'm sure we have others here who can make much more pertinent comments. I can see some of my most exalted God brothers and our wonderful sannyasi here. So any comments, please share. Always ready, eh?
I'm sorry.
hope it's a comment, not a question.
Giving us intelligence, everybody's getting a certain quota of intelligence from the Paramatma, the Lord. So in our society, it's a great loving society, but not everyone agrees with one another philosophically, managerially, and the spiritual. So how much attention should we actually give to joining the different groups that are trying to rectify or set things straight? And how do we make the proper judgment of people's evaluation of the society and how we should function together?
How to? That's a good question. You know, everybody asks, how are you? I never know how to answer that. You know, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, I exist. That's about it. And, you know, how now, you know. So I think it requires intense prayer individually and group prayer to Lord Balaram, especially here, because Prabhupada said we're feeling weak. Hopefully we are feeling weak. Prabhupada said that should be our only prayer. This was from 1968 on walks. You know, I am very weak. Prabhupada said, even to follow the basic things is very difficult. So we have to pray, Krishna, I'm very weak, you have to help me. So we need guidance from within and without. You know, Aniruddha Prabhu was just, how are things? You know, we can look around and something's quite wonderful. And so many people are coming to the temple, so many people are getting books every day, so many people are dancing and chanting for hours at night, and you know, seeing the deities, and so something is happening. So we have to have friendship, because friendships can agree to disagree. Friends can get along even though they don't agree on every detail. But if we're not friends, then it doesn't work. Like I said, even husband and wife, all the marriage counselors say, you know, if they don't develop a friendship, if these quick, you know, love marriages, we call in India, you know, lust marriages, they often don't last because it's just based on lust. So when we develop friends, we can work together. And even though we don't agree, we can work out compromise. You know, I don't know if compromise is the right word. But everybody, there's some good to everybody's idea, you know. And if we're friends, we can sort it out, okay, and take the best of everyone and move ahead. Because we have to do something. Someone has to make a decision, and we have to move ahead. We can't be in the I'm right, you were wrong mode, right? That will never work, especially these days. But we have to be friendly. We have to be able to take time to discuss things and hear from everybody. You know, there's even counselors and advisors who give systems how to do that, you know, how to go over something step by step so you can get everybody's input and do it right. So I'm sure, you know, you've been here many years and you must be quite expert at it. It's still here. And everything is very beautiful. I remember the first time I heard, you know, he was in charge of decorating, and that's when we got all these beautiful artwork around here and everything. And yeah, so he's taken a huge load on his head and done a very nice job. All right.
One of the first things when I met Prabhupada in New Dwarka, in his garden, was I had the Krishna book in my hand. And he looked at me and said, I like the cowherd boys very much. So his friend,
yeah,
talking about becoming friends. And 3 years later in Atlanta, Gaudiya is here, looking at a picture of Krishna Balaram and the cowherd boys and the calves. In the evening again, he looked at me and said, I like the cowherd boys very much. So we learned from the beginning to water the root, and then all the leaves are watered. So, you know, do we independently try to just be friendly to everyone, or is our business to become servant of Krishna, friend of Krishna, and then automatically you're everyone's friend? because you understand our position with Krishna. So naturally you become friends of everyone. Otherwise it seems sometimes very difficult without that to be friendly with some people.
Yeah. Well, it's a test, but, you know, Prabhupada, quite a few times he gave that love me, love my dog, right? You know, and I remember I had a dog, and I would judge people immediately by whether they liked the dog or not. You know, if they didn't get along with the dog, and get, you know, this person. So I think Prabhupada's like that with about the devotees, Krishna. You know, we have to at least, you know, maybe we can't have a, you know, association, joyful, you know, working together with everybody, but at least have that, you know, appreciation for all the devotees. And then Krishna will reveal more and more. And I have a long way to go, very long way to go. I think, what have I done? I've just mostly criticized devotees and try to push them to do something, but we have to learn to see the good in everyone and every devotee. Krishna definitely sees good in everyone. Just Giriraj Swami tells one, there was one devotee that was in Bombay, and when we read his book, we see there was a lot of chaotic people there, a lot of difficult personalities. And he said there was one devotee that he just couldn't see anything good about that devotee. No matter, he just couldn't see any good qualities. And then one day he saw Prabhupada sitting with that devotee, and they were laughing and talking and joking. And then he thought, my God, what's wrong with me? You know, Prabhupada, he sees so much good in this person. So changed his whole attitude. You know. So, you know, we learn from all these different experiences. Prabhupada had these, well, you know better than anyone, but so different way of dealing with everybody. You know, Giriraj, another story, he said, you know, Tamal Krishnamaraj and Gargamuni, they would argue with Prabhupada a lot. Prabhupada liked it. That was their rasa, you know. Then they would follow, of course, but, you know, Prabhupada enjoyed that because they were just devotees. Anyway, I just thank you for that, and I'm sure you could help more than anybody. You saw Prabhupada dealing with everybody. So I think it works both ways. Of course, we're cultivating, you know, but we're chanting, and but if we chant with devotees, especially the devotees who are our friends, and you know, we get much closer to Krishna. And just trying to love Krishna and not love the devotees would be very difficult, because sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy, you know, even one moment of association.
One other point. Said to Prabhupada, you love, or everyone loves you. And Prabhupada said, yes, because I love everyone.
Yeah.
So we can start with that.
Yeah. So we can pray to Balaram and whoever we want, but specifically I was on that walk, and Prabhupada, he was practically jumping up and down. Now Balaram is here. And just, you know, that monster smile. He said, you, when you're feeling weak, you can pray to Balaram, and he will help you. And we're supposed to be always feeling weak, so you know, pray to Balaram. And he must have been anyway, but he's, you know, he's attracting everybody, Krishna Balaram, and all these pilgrims coming, people coming now from so far away. All right, so anyone else? Yes. Somebody, Mataji in the back, I guess, take turn. Can't throw the microphone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much. These verses I felt were very deep because it's talking so much about friendship, and I have a couple of questions. Mataji also has a question, so I'll just ask one first. In the 18th verse, which you went back on, so it says that such persons who devotedly serve even those who fail to reciprocate with them are following the true faultless path of religion, and they are true well-wishers. So Maharaj, my question is that it seems that that position, that service has been glorified so much as a very desirable mood to have. So when we're in Krishna consciousness as devotees, and sometimes we have family members who are also devotees, and then we try to be that well-wisher, but then it's not reciprocated, and they may be of the selfish type, sorry to use that word. And then what does one do so that they can still keep this mood and not just give it up? And also sometimes, Maharaj, I feel that well-wishing also means to correct the other person. So if you could throw some light on these two, then I have a question.
You're asking for like a whole seminar or something. One way is that, you know, if someone is showing qualities you don't like, think of them as a mirror. You know, when Krishna's trying to show us our own problems and look within. You know, if we want to change the world, we have to change ourselves. Change the way we look at things. How much is this my own vision? How much am I trying to control? I sometimes get mothers of children saying, I get angry at my children because I can't control them. But at least my answer was, you're not supposed to control them, you know, necessarily. You're supposed to lead them and inspire them and teach them, you know. Not just say, don't do this and go over here and do that and become a doctor or whatever, you know. So, look within. All right?
Hey, Maharaj, that's wonderful. But sometimes if they are seen to be doing things which are incorrect, because others have also noted that, then I wanted to hear from you that how does one still maintain this mood? Because I seem to retract when... So that was actually my real question.
I don't know. You pray. Pray for help. And that, yeah, pray to Balaram for help. Pray to Radharani for help. She's, you know... Pray to any you know, the guru who will help you. And so, you know, we're just impatient. It's one reason we need to work, you know, with devotees, sadhu sangha. All by yourself, you'll never develop, you know, tolerance and patience. So if something's difficult, Krishna's trying to help us to develop tolerance and patience and compassion. If we really have compassion, then we might be able to influence someone. If we don't have compassion, then it doesn't work. That's even in Ayurvedic medicine. Is that all right? Okay.
Hi, Krishna. Thank you for the class. It's very inspiring. Inspiring subject, too. Yeah, I have a question. Can I turn to Mataji? You don't have to. But, okay, let me ask a question. It was more like about, for us, we had the direction of Krishna that if the person does not reciprocate with us, and we still have to try to serve that person or to be friendly with that person. But what if that person is really offensive to many other Vaishnavas? How can we serve that person in such a way that she understands that it might not be really good for her?
Some people, you know, if you're talking about really ill behavior, we have to avoid that person. But, you know, have compassion, pray for them from the distance, but, you know, we don't have to personally serve them. Usually, we can, look for people that are more, suitable. Because when we have a group of everybody that is working together, chanting together, that might pull those people along. One-on-one, I don't know if we have to think, is this the right time? Am I the right person? And, and many things. Better back off. So the bell is ringing, and we don't want to go over time. So thank you very much for tolerating. Just get carried away and think I have something worthwhile. But everything is simply the mercy of Lord Nityananda. In my case, he's very, read about Lord Nityananda and many incidences, but of course everybody, especially Jagai and Madai, But it took help from Lord Chaitanya to scare them, not just his preaching. Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Yadi.